Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live in a more functional and independent manner through different life tips, suggestions, advice from my own life, especially here on Season 4. We're talking For the Love of series, different ideas, different concepts. We talked about For the Love of Reading, For the Love of Writing, For the Love of Technology, and For the Love of many other things. Tonight, we're going to continue on with For the Love of. We also talked about For the Love of the Home, and the Garage, and the Shed, and the Driveway, and the Patio, and things like that. And now we're extending it a little bit further. Once we talk about For the Love of Your Own Home, once we talk about For the Love of Your Own Garage and Shed, the love of your own backyard and front yard, what about For the Love of Your Own Community? Do you have pride in your community? Do you take pride in your community? And do you feel accomplished and proud to be a part of your community? Do you involve yourself in your community in order to be involved in the community and feel that you really enjoy being a part of your community? To all these questions, I could say yes, very emphatically, very enthusiastically, yes. We love the community that we are in. It's interesting to think that when we were thinking about how we had to get out of our apartment, thank God we had a nice Junior 4 in the city areas of New York, but when we wanted to come out to move out to the suburbs, where were we going to go? We were never going to be able to afford anything in the aspect of the borough that we were living in New York. Even the other boroughs, we couldn't afford anything like that. And what are you going to pay, $700,000 for an attached house that doesn't have a garage, that doesn't have a driveway, that doesn't have a backyard? What kind of craziness is that? No way. So we're thinking, where are we going to go? And we really didn't think about anything except for one suburb that we had in mind. And it was a suburb that has a good reputation, which is really important for your community, I believe. Had a good reputation for being very down-to-earth, not hotsy-totsy, not extravagant, but very good people, nice people, warm people, and not people keeping up with the Joneses, and not people that have to have the gazillion-dollar houses and whatnot with the 17 cars and the 14 floors. You know, good, modest homes with good, modest people. Wonderful places of worship, wonderful shuls or synagogues, wonderful eateries, and really a little bit like an out-of-town feel, even though you're not out-of-town, because of course we're still in New York, and the prices were the most reasonable for what we're looking at. You know, you're not going to get, you're not going to be paying millions of dollars, but most people pay whatever, the half a million or whatever over the years to get the modest houses that have a couple floors and a couple of bedrooms, and that has the living, kitchen, dining, and areas throughout the house. So we have a love for our community. We have a pride in our community. When people say, what neighborhood are you from? And we say the neighborhood, that's a really nice neighborhood. Oh, I heard such good things about that town, about that community. I'm so impressed with that community. It's so nice to hear you live there. Do you like it there? Yes, we love it there. This is the only town I really would want to live in if we're in America, and that's where we are. Maybe one day we'll make it to Israel, but for now, this is the town we live in. Do you have pride in your own community? Are you involved in your own community? Do you feel like you're participating in your own community? Again, to all these things, very much so we are. And when you have a place of worship, like we have the synagogue, that really keys you into the ability to be tuned in to the community, because you get all the newsletters, you get all the emails from the different synagogues that we're a part of. We know the events going on, and we're part of lots of different groups of people within the community. We have a WhatsApp group for our block. There's a WhatsApp group connected to the synagogue. There's another WhatsApp group where everybody resells or giveaways or gives away different things. Different groups to be a part of. Different ways to feel a part of the community. And especially during this crazy pandemic of 2020, it's so important to support the local businesses. It's so important to support the local synagogues, the local places of worship, and it's so important to support the local supermarkets and the local stores. You know, why go elsewhere when you could get it here? Obviously, if you're not out and about shopping, obviously, if you're not going to go into stores like we do most things online. Again, we're very, very proud Amazonaholics. I'm a very proud Amazonaholic. You know, I don't want to give up the time or have to put in the effort or have to waste all that energy and all that time going out to stores. That's mainly one of the main reasons why I get things brought here. It comes right to our door anything and everything we need on Amazon, and this way I don't have to leave my wife or leave my kids for anything. Granted, it might be a little more expensive than other places, but at the end of the day, I always say money comes and goes, but memories and happiness and time spent with your family, that's not things you could ever give up, and those are not things you'll ever get back. That's stuff that stays. That's the most important thing. So when it comes to the community also, the people that live here, that live in your community, the people you're a part of, that's a way to feel a more functional existence. If you're in this pandemic, we're all in the pandemic, but if you're a part of the community, you feel connected to the community, you feel a part of the community, even while staying distanced and staying safe, that's a way to feel a more functional existence, especially in the crazy times of 2020. So you still go to the places of worship, but maybe you do it outside, maybe you do a distance with masks, maybe you do it in a smart, proper, safe way to be involved. You know, you could still be seeing people, still be walking around, but you do it in a safe manner. And if you're part of the place of worship, you know what's going on in the community. You know what's going on in that place, in that organization. You know what's involved. You know what's going on and what's being participated in these different things. And I'm very, very big proponent of shopping in the local supermarket. We talked about this a different episode. We always write up the email. It's really on the notes, which we'll talk about another time. On the iPhone, there's a wonderful app called Notes. I basically write almost everything on that. You know, ideas for the show and different things related to different things. And one of them is the shopping list. And we usually have a base list of things that we try to get. And then we email it over, usually Monday night. And usually they deliver it Wednesday, usually middle of the day. But I always get excited that the Sabbath is coming because I know the Wednesday delivery is coming and has most of our Sabbath stuff. Yay! It's almost Sabbath, my favorite time of the whole week. But the supermarket, to support that local supermarket, granted their prices might be a little more than if I went out to BJ's or Sam's, but let's be honest, I'm not doing that. So I'm going to do what's most convenient, what's most local, and what's most time efficient, and what's most functional, and what's most helpful to my wife and kids. I want to spend all the time I can with my wife and kids. I'm not schlepping out just to save $5. Makes no sense. The end of the day, money comes and goes. We don't need that. We do. We know the products. We know the community. We know the store in and out. I know exactly what they have. We've been there. The old store, I really knew like the back of my hand. I was there all the time. Once they moved last year, I don't know it as well, especially because it was during, you know, leading up to the times of the pandemic. And thank God it's literally around the corner, but because I don't go into the store, I email exactly what I need and they bring it. It's such a wonderful thing. And we support the local business. We support the local supermarket. And there's so many different things that you could support besides for the places of worship, besides for the supermarket, all these different wonderful mom and pop stores, all these wonderful different places. I think about how we support the local Judaica store. And if you have your local religious center, your local religious store, don't shop everything on Amazon, everything online, especially if the place delivers it to you, especially if they hold it. That's a really good thing because the business can really help you. And they delivered for me from the store down the block, the Judaic store. You know, they've delivered a lot of stuff over the years. We've gotten a lot of stuff from them. But especially now, I got some holiday stuff for the Sukkah holiday that just passed by. And a lot of times I'll get novels. You know, I'm a very big fan of novels, especially the Jewish novels. I need to have that book. Me and my wife reading it on holidays or on the Sabbath. That's like the key of our Sabbath and our holiday. So supporting a local store like a local Judaic store. But if you have your need for dry cleaning or laundry, if you don't do laundry in your house, or you want flowers, there's a flower shop around the corner. Or if you need a haircut, when we're not talking crazy current times, but in general, then there's the guy around the corner. And everything we need is very close to us. That's what I love about our town also. There's a main road that has a lot of stuff, but we have our local bagel store that we really love, that we order from a lot. And they deliver to us. We have our local two pizza stores. It used to be one. And we order from them a lot and they deliver to us. Not even just Uber Eats or DoorDash or those things, but calling the store themselves, having them deliver it also is a wonderful way to support them. And the local sushi store / meat store. And then the local bakery. And there's a bakery down the block that we order from a lot also that caters to my son's allergies. We're going to talk about his allergies in an upcoming episode, maybe a few away from now. But all these wonderful restaurants, these wonderful stores to be involved in, to support your local eateries, to support your local shops. There's very cool shops, there's very cool ideas. There's like a gazillion nail stores around here females out there. There's really cool other stores. You know, there's a movie theater that's nearby in the nearby community. There's a pool hall also right next to the movie theater. And there's just very cool things, very nice things in different communities. And if we're involved in the community, we should make sure to be involved in them and to make sure that we're participating in them. Not even to mention the library, which I love so much. We have a whole episode for the love of the library. But for the love of the community, to be involved and to support the local businesses, to be involved and support the supermarkets and the places of worship, and to be involved and support all the different aspects of different businesses. If people have different businesses out of their basements or out of their houses, then they give legit good services, support them also. And even if it's a mom and pop store, and it's in the house, but it's less well known, it's still a good thing to support them. It's still a good thing to be involved with them and to take care of them. And when everybody takes care of each other, when everybody really loves their community, really chips in, it makes a more functional, more wonderful existence for all, because we're in it together. We're all out for each other, taking care of each other, making the community a wonderful place to live. And that's why it's for the love of the community. Join us next time as I talk to you about why I love the idea of the minivan, why we have a minivan, and why we love our minivan here on OT Talk with Mr. T. And I'm your host, Mr. T.